to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
How's that called?
I don't remember. I know that you're trying to get me to sing right now.
I think you know this song.
No, I can't think of it. Like, I just...
How's that called? You got me to sing. All right, so it is the week of Thanksgiving here in the United States of America, and it is going to be quite the different year.
Gobble, gobble. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so it's you know, this whole thing's been super interesting, I think, with the whole COVID and then the request and the requirements, or however you want to look at it, to not gather with so many friends and family. And it's really interesting. And I'm going to tell you, I think it's probably 50-50. Like, I think that some people are like, woohoo, I don't have to go and deal with my family, or I can change things, or I can say no finally. And other people are like, wait a minute, this is what we do, and we love to do it, and we can't get enough of it. There's no right or wrong, but it is interesting when we're actually been given the opportunity to pause, to reflect back on what's important to us and what's not important to us. Why do we sometimes stay with tradition? If we were to not have our years behind us of what it is that we do during, we'll say, the holidays, how would we design it? How would we create it? And what's really important?
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. It's just figuring out what's important to you, right? So what is it that, you know, and I don't want to go down the typical coaching values route. But it is, it's what's important. What do you really value? And, you know, for some things, it's for so many people around this time of year, it's family. And the thing that's funny is I always think, well, why isn't it that like all year long? You know, it doesn't just have to be a holiday thing. Even with Thanksgiving, like how come the whole gratefulness, right? Why can't we just be grateful all year long? And yeah, so I think that with 2020, it's not just about, you know, figuring out, okay, and being bitchy about what you can't have. It is being grateful about what you do have. And if, even if you can't see the people, all right, so maybe this is going to be a little bit harder than I thought it was going to be. But I'm used to spending, you know, every holiday with my family. And Thanksgiving, a lot of times, there's like 27, 28 of us in a house. And it's hard, but the interesting thing is that it just shows how much I truly love each and every one of them.
Yeah. And it's hard when it feels... Well, we want to be smart. We want to be responsible. We love our family so much that we've said we're not going to be together.
Yeah.
I mean, which is such, it feels like such a...
oxymoron.
Yes, it feels like jumbo shrimp, right?
Exactly,
it doesn't seem to make sense because we do love to be with the family and we do love what it represents and the specialness of it. And then to just say, we would love that. And we're going to choose not to do that this year. And so I think what that does is it reaffirms, I'm going to say, in our mind, the choices that we make and why we make them and what it is that we do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally. And that's the thing. And I think that, Jen, this just, it just makes me think, like, I truly believe that we are making choices from a place of true love.
Yes.
Just love. Because if we didn't love them so much... then, you know, it would be a bunch of sardines in a house and, you know, doing our thing. But from where we are, it's just the smart thing to do because, you know, I would rather not do Thanksgiving now and still have, you know, Valentine's Day, who knows, freaking St. Patrick's Day, because I don't think Christmas is going to be much different either.
No. And it's interesting, Kara, because, you know, I sort of feel like we're on one side of the coin, and there's other people who actually are finding this, the power in the pause, so to speak, of saying, okay, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z this year. And what does that mean for me? And where does that actually give me some power if I've been defaulting to saying yes, to showing up, to maybe being around toxic environments, to, you know, not everybody has the sort of the rainbows and unicorns approach when it comes to these holidays. And so I think it's a time that if you've been shaken up, right, to say 2020 is going to be different this holiday season. And I know many of you are outside of the U.S., so you have your own holidays that happen, and we have, you know, the end of the year holidays as well. It's about reflection of saying, what's important to me and how can I still live that value if I'm far away from other people or I'm not going to see them? What does this allow me to reexamine in my life? What do I want more of? What do I want less of? And to realize that, take a moment so that you are not living your life by default, but you're living it by design.
And that's the key right there, Jen. And because how many times do we hear from people that I should do this or I should do that? And this year, like you just said, really people have the opportunity to take that pause and really make a conscious choice. Right. Instead of defaulting to the shoulds, it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And then, hey, where do you want to go from there?
Yeah, it's definitely been an interesting year. And this holiday season is going to probably just fit right in with all of the crazy of 2020. But for the people who are listening to this episode, it's really about taking the time to say, I think it's, what do I want more of and what do I want less of? And know that it's about what's right for you, and that we don't have to go to, you know, falling back into routines and rhythms that sometimes we don't even know how we got there. Or we're going to go in and say, hell yeah, give me that routine and that rhythm because I love it.
Yeah. Your choice.
No, I'm going to get sad. Anyway, I love you, Karen, and I love your family. And
I love you, Jen.
I know. I feel like, can we end this on an upbeat note? But I think I have so much empathy. I'm feeling you.
Do you have some kind of turkey joke?
I will. I wish I did. I don't, but...
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, and we will see you in our next episode.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.